The Wedding Gift, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Anniversary Gift by Naya Bang. Today is our anniversary, but we have had so many before. For how long have we been married? 8 years? We don't really do anything special on our anniversary. For a few years, you took me out to dinner. Last year, we were on vacation and forgot about our anniversary entirely. There was also a year when we argued so strongly on our anniversary that we didn't make up until the next day. I was supposed to have had the night shift at the hospital tonight, but you asked me to take the night off, so I slept late. I barely noticed that you kissed me goodbye as you left this morning, but when I woke, there was a large flat box next to me. In the box were a bra and a G-string in a beautiful midnight blue silk satin with lace inserts. There was also a blue silk kimono. I was confused. You, with your practical mind, you hadn't bought me any lingerie since we were first married. For a brief moment, I felt on the verge of crying. What if it was because you'd been unfaithful to me? But the card was so sweet. My love, thank you for being there for me, for telling me how much you love me, for always being so happy when I tell you I love you, for sending me those sweet emails when I'm at work, and for making me so happy. You give me the confidence and energy I need to keep fighting for the firm, even when things are looking bleak. Today, I want to make you happy. Go out and buy 2 bottles of good champagne, a box of strawberries, and some good dark chocolate. Dip the strawberries in the chocolate, put the bottles in the freezer, and take a long, nice bath. When I come home, I want to find you in the bedroom, perfumed, wearing this set, with the bottle in the cooler, the strawberries on a plate, and several candles on the windowsill. I will be holding on to this image all day, and I already can't wait to get home to you. Happy anniversary, my dear. I love you. Kisses, Marcus. I almost had to physically restrain myself from getting up and calling you, but I managed, and instead, I sat down at the computer and wrote a brief email. Happy anniversary to you too, my dear, and thank you for the lovely gift. Can't wait till you get home. See you at 5. Love, Saskia. I've done everything you asked me to. I've also cleaned up extra good, made the bed with clean satin sheets and laid out my new lingerie. It looks beautiful against the cream-coloured satin bedding. But the day is going by so slowly. Even though I got up late and took my time having breakfast and reading the paper, it is as if the clock was standing still. I've gone out shopping, which took a while. I've dipped the berries in chocolate. They're in the refrigerator now. I've taken a bath for over 30 minutes, taken my time rubbing scented lotion all over my body, fixing my hair, putting on a hint of makeup, and still, it's just 3:15. I smear cream cheese on a couple of crackers, pour a glass of milk and settle down in the living room. I surf through the TV channels, just old TV series that I can't be bothered to follow.